Right.
We are holding and I'm here with base. So we did this long Rashi and thesis with the Gemara. It said that if you put two combinations together, you have Boya and any of the other obvious, then you can really learn out all of the obvious from them, right? You don't really need all four obvious or five obvious to be mentioned in the Torah. And Boya and Keren, that would be the best. You can learn every single obvious from Boya and Keren. Put Boya and Keren together, I call this Heaven. That's where we got hold. That's where we're holding. The Gemara said that you can learn all of them with the exception of Keren. If it's the Burn Ish, you can learn Shed and Regal, but you wouldn't be able to learn Keren. Why couldn't you learn Keren? Because Keren is not a Mu'ud Mitchilosi. Keren is not Mu'ud Mitchilosi. All the rest, all the other hobbies are Mu'ud Mitchilosi. Apart from Keren. Then the Gemara said, there is a Manda Omar that says that Keren is a Difla. That Keren is more Homo than any of the other obis because Kamasa la Hazik. Oh, so according to them, Manda Omar, that Keren is a Difla, you could even learn Keren from any of the other obis as well. Put Boy and Shen together, you can learn Keren. What do you want to say? Keren is not a Mun, it's Kamasa, it's nonsense. Keren is worse. Keren is Kamasa la Hazik. Since Keren is worse, you can learn out Keren from all of them. So we have that's where we got to. We have a Russian thesis that we haven't learned yet. That we have to do. Rashi the Manda Oma, the last narrow line, medium-sized line. The Manda Oma that Keren is a defect. The Manda Oma that Keren is more common. Because it's got Kavanos and Hazik, you could even learn Keren from it. Says Rashi, or Lamanda Oma, lo yisfarish heichen. Says Rashi, it's not clear where this machlokes between whether Keren is a default, Keren is not a default, it's not clear where the makori of this machlokes is. Where do we find in Shas machlokes whether Keren is a default? Or not, where the Keren, on one hand, is not more than Mitzkalosa, it should be less of a Mazik than the other ones. Or maybe not, there's a man who says, no, Keren is worse because it's Kamalosa Nazi. So it's not clear, says Rashi, I don't know where we find such machlokes, whether we treat Keren as a lighter Mazik because it's not more than Mitzkalosa. Whether we treat Keren as one of the more common mazikim because it's kavanos elav, loy is farish here. I don't know where this is. Now Tosis is going to tell us where it is, and afterwards you can look at the Vilna Gaon, and he'll tell you where it is as well, a different place. But first we'll look at Rashi. Tosis means shekem or odim. He said, she came odd mitzkelos, and the other are all the obvious apart from Keren are all more odd in mitzkelos. Mashingen Keren isn't. Keren is not mu'ed mitzkelos. What does it mean by that? What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara said that the other obvious are mu'ed mitzkelos, Mashingen Keren? What does he mean by that? Does he mean to say that the other obvious have to pay Nezek Sholim the whole time? Mashingen Keren doesn't? Is that what he meant? There is a difference, right? A Keren only pays Nezek Sholem after the third time. The other ones pay Nezek Sholem straight away. So Keren is less chomor than all the other ones, because the other ones pay Nezek Sholem straight away. I think in Keren doesn't. Is that what the Gemara meant? Came all the Mitzilosan? Or did the Gemara mean the Mitzias, an animal that Shen and Regal, right from the start, is the mood? Right from the start, when it starts doing anything, eating, it's ready mu'ud. But she'inkein, Keren is naturally tailing, and Keren will only become a mu'ud at the latest stage. Kitzah, shayla is, the Gemara, when the Gemara says she'inkein mu'ud mitzkelos, the Gemara focusing on the halachas. The halachas are that the mu'ud, the Keren, has got more chomo halachas, the other mu'ud, other obvious have more chomo halachas than Keren. Was it focusing on the din, or is it focusing on the tzitz? The other ones are inherently mazikim. I say in Karen, Karen isn't an inherent Mazik, only over time develops this bad trait of becoming a Mazik. What does the Gemara mean? Shekein Mo'adim Mitzchilos. What do they mean? The din is Nezek Sholim straight away, or it's a fact they are inherently Mazikim right from the start, with our pay on the base.
On the base,
Yeah.
but where? Not in the Gemara.
Yeah, we just carried on from where we left off. That we said that a Karen is less chomel than the other Nezikim, the other Mazikim, because they are more mitzvahs. So, what does that mean? That they are more mitzvahs. So, please, don't tell me it means the din. Ain't a farish shalom shalom name nezek shalom. Don't say it means the din. Shekim meaning that the din is that they have to pay Nezek Sholeh. All the other ones, the din is they have to pay Nezek Sholeh. Mashingin Keren doesn't. They don't say that, Din Keren, because if you're focusing on halacha, Keren Nami Yasin. Why can't we learn Keren? If we don't know any halacha, we don't know halacha. The Torah doesn't write Keren. Torah writes, Boy, Shein, Regen. Boy, how much does Boy pay? How much does Shein pay? And Rega, all of them pay Nezek
Attention.
Sholeh. They all pay Nezek Sholeh. So now the Torah never wrote Keren. If it never wrote Keren, and now we want to learn Keren from them. So how much would Keren pay? Nezek Sholeh. There would be a tzad, they should pay less. So don't tell me the reason why I can't learn Keren from them is because Keren only pays Chatzin Eved. So if the Torah wouldn't write anything, I would say learn Keren from them, and Keren would pay Nezek Sholeh. The midnight came from them. Hello. My father should be in the town. The Mo'odim Mitzchilos, what does that mean? Haino, Shedalkon Lahazik. Dalkon Lahazik. They are Dalkon Lahazik. Mashingi Mekeren, Keren is different to Shen and Rega. Not because of halacha, not because of religious reason. It's different because the fact is it's different. Shen and Regel naturally damage. They naturally have a tendency to cause damage. Hashem Keren doesn't. Keren is naturally tame. Over time, he'll develop this trait of being a Mazik, but it is naturally tame. And therefore, you can't learn out. If the Torah was written Shen and Regel, you would not have been able to learn Keren from it. So I would have turned around and said, Keren, why should I be high for Keren? Karen is not naturally a wild animal. Shen and Regel is. Shen and Regel you have to pay it because you should have looked after it. Karen wants to have to pay for it.
I understand that when you tell me what the animal that changes, starts out as a top. If you have an animal that starts out as more, then what do you learn that from?
Which animals?
Let's say like a wolf or a snake,
A
right?
snake. You're going back to what you asked last time.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm
So he said that's a taste of Dayton, actually. It's a shed. It's got a teenage
okay,
shed.
I was just wondering, what category was
Taste the right? Kim the Karen. That's what Taste said. There's a machlokes about that, but that's.
so Karen, Karen basically is something that's unusual.
Kevin Austin has it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, and also different. So that's that. Yeah. So what Stasis told us, Shekein means that physically there's a difference between an animal that is a Shen and Regel or Keren. Keren should not have happened. It's tame. It shouldn't have damaged. So therefore, if I have an animal that's tame, I would never have thought I'd have to pay. I told you that you have to pay for Shen and Rega. Say the Shen and Rega, you have to pay because that's that. No, I told you that Shen and Rega, you have to pay. Yeah, Shen and
Oh,
Rega,
okay,
I
that's
have to
it. That's
pay.
Karen.
There's no more. That's what they should have done. So I should have looked after it. But Karen, why should I have to look after it? Now here comes something in Tosis that is Ma'amish and Bom Tosis. This Tosis is a Ma'amok, you have to remember. Whenever you meet somebody learning Baba Kameh, then it's talking about chatzin nezek, if I can, is it knas, is it momoy, what's in the kudus machlikus, is machlikus in the Gemara, is palgan is given momoyno or knosa, is chatzin nezek, momoyno knas, what's the basis for this machlikus, is there a basis, what is the basis, says Tosis, that we said in the Gemara, that an animal is naturally tame. Says Tosis,
which first word on the line?
Shavoy. Yeah? If you go back one line, I don't know if you've got the same lines. It's a bit of an animal crunch at the same time. You know which Tosis to look at? No, you're not in the right Tosis. No. Tosis came on audio.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Elam Afar Shabin Tam, the line before. Elam Afar Shabin Tam, I'll go back one line. Afar Shabin Tam, Mu'od Mitzil Oson. That one, the Gemara says, the other obvious on Mu'od Mitzil Oson, Haino, Shendalkon, Nahazik. They have a natural tendency to damage. Mashain came Beken. Nisam Shvorim Becheskis. Shimul Gaimi, Masha'inkim again, doesn't have that natural tendency to damage. Why? Distam Shvorim Becheskis Shimul Gaimi, Limanda Oma, Palgat, the Nizke Knosa. According to the Manda Oma, the Palgat, the Nizke Knosa, according to the Manda Oma, Chatzin has a Knas. You know why it's a Knas? You know why you only pay Knas? Chatzin has a, why do you pay? It's a knas. Why a knas? Why is it not mine? Because the animal shouldn't have done it. It's naturally tamed. It's naturally tamed. That's why it's a knas. Carries on to Isis. Ulamando oma adra. Kerenadifo. The Gemara carried on to say that there's a man oma odds that Keren is worse because the God can mos in Azik. Rashi says, I don't know where this machlokes is. Where do we find such a machlokes? Says Tosfos. The manda oma adra abekan adifa haino, the manda oma, the palga nizke memoino. That's according to manda oma, the palga nizke memoino. Shedalki le'azik v'loikaimi b'cheskis shimo. Says Rashi, says Tosfos. You know why you're paying Maloin? Because he holds an animal doesn't have a natural tendency to damage. The machloikis is about how do we define an animal when it's born. Is an animal when it's born an animal that is naturally tame? That's Palganiske Knos. It's tame. The other opinion holds, no, Palganiske Maloino. It's not tame. An animal has that instinct to go and go. So it's not tame, Bechlal. What it does is a normal thing you should have expected it to do. Because if an animal sees red, it'll go. Right? Not even an animal when it's born the first time it sees red, it'll go. So that's the Mandama Palgan is going to make.
So why would there be a Tam?
Why is there any Chatzin Ezek?
Yeah, but the whole Tam aspect, I mean, right. It seems to do away with that.
What? It's something which needs clarity. Says Tosfos, Palganiske Memoino. The manual Palganiske Memoino is something which it should have expected to happen. Should have expected to happen, and if it's a mine. Why did the Torah let you off? It's because the iron needs to have honor. Why should the Torah let you off? If it's something you should have expected. Maybe because it's harder to look after your choliot. Like we had a story in Tosfos earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's out to damage. But that's the machlokes. Why is it that one man holds is a knas and one man holds is a mamain? According to Tosfos, Palganiske Memoino is because you should have expected it, and Palganiske Knos is because you shouldn't have. It's not something you were expected to expect. It says Tosfos, Veloi Kamusha Pesha Kuntras, Veloi Spar Sheikhen. If I know of other elements, words, because Kamalos and Adam, where do we find that? Rashi says, I don't know where it is. Says, Tosfos, I'll tell you where it is. It's the Manda Oma. It's the old Machlokes. Palganiske Memoino, Palganiske Knos. If you're Palganiske Memoino, then you're meant to expect the animal to do that. If you're Palganiske Knos, then It's unexpected. If it's unexpected, you're going to be off the hook, really. It's a knas. It says you have to pay. That's the read of the
Asuga. You've got to acknowledge your shot.
Well, that's your take of it. That's your take on how to learn that posuk, right? That's it. It's Rosh Hashanah. Until then, you're going to have to expect it. That's the Manah Palgin is the cross. Manah Palgin is the main. It's Rosh Hashanah said, maybe I should have expected it. After it's Rosh Hashanah, that's when you have to pay for. Why do you have to pay Chetzi for the first half? Maybe because it's too hard to look after. You need to work out. So I'm just telling you.
All of a sudden, the changes become easier to watch.
No. It's more on your head.
It's
more on your head. Yeah, nachon. But since you've seen it's happening again and again, you can't. You have to take stricter measures to protect it. So you have to think of an
issue. Yeah.
Maybe we have to work out a better issue. Maybe, but that's this is this place that came up once before as well, and it comes again and again in Shas. He holds. That Bando Omar Palgen is Gimamoino means that animal is not Becheska Shimo. An animal is not naturally protected. You need to protect your animal. You need to guard your animal. And Bando Omar Palgen is Gimamoino is because an animal naturally is guarded, will not go and do something unusual. They'll eat, they'll walk on things, but to damage, to gore, it won't do. Therefore, says our Gemara. Had we had Shen and Regal, would we have been able to learn our Karen from it? Depends on what. If you hold that Palgin is a Knossa, that it's naturally protected, it's not going to go and go. So you can't learn that from Shen and Regal. Shen and Regal naturally do damage. This doesn't. But if you hold Palgin is a Malino, that this animal also has a natural tendency to go and damage. So therefore, it's exactly like Shen and Regal. There's no difference between Shen and Regal and Karen. And we could learn Karen from Shen and Regal as well. And just have to say a big sholi. So why did the Torah like Karen? Like Big Mo's going to say, it's teacher is only a Fatsinezek. But you wouldn't have been able to learn out from Shen and Regal. It's not that we wouldn't be able to learn. We would be able to learn out Shen and Regal. So why did the Torah like Karen? To tell me, only pay Fatsinezek. But really, you wouldn't have been able to learn out the two from them. Right, so it's telling us a gvaldig chiddush. If your palgen is kimemoino, the animal is as wild as any other animal, as shen and regal as well. Something which we expect you to look after your animal. Sounds almost like a machlikus atzis, which you don't like doing. Is it guarded? Is it not guarded? But as the Torah says, put it, palgen is kimemoino is something which we have to expect. The animal is going to be wild. Palgen is knosa is not. Right?
So, the
yes, right. Excellent. Yeah. Now, the shayla is here's an interesting shayla. What would be if you have an animal that does something that's unexpected? For instance, if you have an animal that eats a dog that eats a sheep, dogs don't normally eat sheep. The dog went and had a fight with a sheep and ate it. What would you say that the owner of the dog has to pay? Would you pay Chatzi Nezek, Nezek Sholeim? Not at all. What would you think in such a situation? The animal did something unexpected. Right. Says you back it, unexpected, it's Karen, Shmichat Zinedek. That's definitely true. If your palgen is Knosso, that's true. Every Karen is unexpected, and the animal did it, and you have to pay Shmichat Zinedek. Maybe your palgen is Memoino. Maybe your palgen is Memoino, then what's Karen? The expected. What would be if the animal did something unexpected? Got no Mekor in the Torah, you have to pay. There's no Makur in the Torah you have to pay for something that happens unexpected. If your palgen is Knosso, that's what the Torah is teaching us. Unexpected, you have to pay. Chatzinezek. Maybe your palgen is Gimamoino, it's expected. So what would be Bemet if it does the unexpected?
It'd be like Ekshet,
that's expected.
No,
Rokhman Lamar. There's Shalomat. Oh, Rosh
Enimatsu.
Right? So now let's have a look at Tesis in the Gemara, Daf Tes Vav Ahmed Bes.
The thing is, though, the animal got a knock because he
okay.
ate it, and then he was shamed and he paid full length.
No, not for it.
No.
If he did it on purpose. If it's unexpected, Shen is expected.
Shen even though it got a knock.
So maybe you have to pay for that. No, you don't pay for that. So let's look at Tesis. In the Gemara, we found out Tesis Vav Ahmed Bes. We've seen this now before. Should be quite familiar to us now. High caliber, the Ochel Imra. It's slightly over halfway down the page, says Vav Ahmed Bes. Just slightly over halfway.
What's the first word?
Nizko Knos.
Okay.
Yeah, so you see that? So just the line before that. Hashtag the Omris Palga Nizku Knossa. Now that the Gemara had a discussion if Chatzinezik is a Knas, Chatzinezik is Momoin, and the Maskona was Chatzinezik is Knas. That's Maskona. Chatzinezik Knas. So now that you tell me that, Hai Kalbo, the Ochal Imel, a dog that ate a sheep, Shudo, the Ochal Tanagoyda, a cat that ate a chicken, things which are not expected to have happened. Mishuno, that is unexpected. Veloi magvinon v'bol. And we will not claim this in bol. Halacha is, knosos loy magvinon v'bol. Knosos, knas, you can't be goyim in bol. Can't be goyim in bol. And it's so yet, in bol not. So, if we say it's a knas, if Palganitia is a knas, so Mamela, you can't, if such a thing would happen, you can't go to a basin in Bovel and claim from it. The simple reading of this Gemara is, that's a simple reading, that a dog that eats a sheep, whether you hold Palganitia or not, or whether you hold its cross, are you recording? Yes, I can tell. So whether you hold Palganitia or not,